He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday, the day after the midterm election. It's November the 7th. It's 11-7, couple of lucky numbers there. And the market coming up lucky here this morning so far. The market obviously happy with what happened last night. I think the market likes gridlock. I don't know how much the market's going to like Maxine Waters overseeing the banking and financial service sector. But look, the Dow's up 135 points right now to 25,771. I think the market, more than anything, is glad to get all of this behind us and move forward. The NASDAQ up 85 points this morning. That's a 1.2% rise in the NASDAQ. 7,462. Maybe the tech stocks looking forward to a change in the net neutrality rules once again, which would help stocks like Netflix and others. S&P 500 up 20 points right now, 2,775. It's up 0.75%. Russell 2000 up 6. Small caps only up 0.4% after last night's election results. Crude oil up 39 cents. Scraping paint, though, way down there at $62.60 per barrel is where crude oil is at. Gold, pretty neutral on last night's election. It is up $3 per ounce today to $12.29. How is the bond market reacting to what happened last night? Pretty muted response, actually. It is down, however, a little bit, and the 10-year is up a little bit to 3.19. Actually, that's down a little bit, 3.19. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. I can just say that our district that we're in here in Charleston, a Democrat won the House. It was Joe Cunningham beating Arrington. And of course, Florida was a real nail biter last night. The market seems to be okay. In fact, just a little bit better than okay with the results. And in my opinion, the market's just happy to get it behind us and move forward here. Well, we had a pretty good day. Before we dig in today, let's look at what happened in the market yesterday. The market ripped higher at the close, as I think the market pretty much anticipated exactly what happened last night. A pickup of some seats for the GOP in the Senate, which gives them a stronger majority there. It's not going to come down to Susan Collins every time anymore, but her vote always is an important one. And I think the market was baking into the cake a loss of the House by the Republicans, which now creates gridlock. And it puts Maxine Waters in charge of the Financial Services Committee and says she claims she's going to get even with Wall Street for what they did to us. Well, Wall Street's been hitting a new high recently, Maxine Waters. Is that not good for us? I don't know. Anyways, we had a pretty good day yesterday. Now, yesterday I reported that after a midterm election, all right, let's do the math here. Get out your calculators. I've already put the numbers to it. The S&P 500 closed yesterday at 2,755. At the close of the day on Tuesday before the election, on average, the S&P has been up 16.7% in the 12 months after a midterm election, going back to World War II. Okay, so what is that, 60, almost 70 years of history? and the average return has been 16.7% in the 12 months after a midterm election. Well, with the S&P finishing at 2755 on Tuesday, 1 year from today, 11/7/2019, if history repeats and holds true and the averages are close, we would be at 3,215 on the S&P 500 1 year from now. And I will say this, that the earnings forecast for the next 12 months might not support that high of a return, but I could definitely see a 10%, a double-digit return between now and the next 12 months. Now, we take it a day at a time. This is just going off of what we know right now as far as these 500 companies that make up the S&P 500 giving their forecast going forward. But 16.7% has been the average, which would put the S&P at 3,215 1 year from now. I personally think that you saw a bottom in the market 1 week ago, last Tuesday, when we saw a massive intraday turnaround. And I think that this is one of the better buying opportunities. I mean, you got to go back to February or March of this year to find a buying opportunity like this once again. Now, I'll be in Sarasota next week at this time. This is a good time to be have some money with Bill Gunderson, because I will be looking. I think new leaders will emerge given this scenario in the market. Old leaders will return. Old leaders will remain leaders. We've lost a lot of leadership in the market over the last 5 weeks or so. And I think new leaders will emerge. And I think some of the previous leaders will reemerge as leaders once again. But you know what? I let the numbers tell me every day. I forget. I have not added up. I'll do it during the break. How many B-plus or better stock that I have today in my database. Yesterday, there were only 55, which really shows the weak breadth of this market. There's been absolutely no leadership whatsoever. If I were to pick one sector that maybe has shown just a little bit of strength, relative strength here during the sell-off, it would probably be the medical sector. And, of course, the defensive sectors such as consumer staples and utilities. But I do not think that the utilities will be the leadership sector going forward. Well, gridlock in Washington could also stall the White House's bid to deregulate banking and financial services, which, you know, President Trump and his cohorts, they got rid of a lot of what they considered to be burdensome regulations during the last 2 years. But that's going to be more difficult going forward because you've got Representative Maxine Waters from Inglewood, California, home of those undefeated Los Angeles Rams. She is a fierce Trump critic, of course. Impeachment has come out of her lips many, many times, and a Wall Street foe. She hates Wall Street, even though her husband is the president of a bank. She appears poised to take control of the House's powerful Financial Services Committee. The halt of deregulation legislation could also affect other sectors like energy, industrials, and small business. Now, I can tell you that California has never met a small business that they like. They're after every little small business. And that's where Maxine Waters is from. It's hard for me to see a friendlier environment going forward for small businesses. There was an energy bill on the Colorado ballot. They wanted to restrict drilling, which I'm surprised Colorado voted that down last night. As far as the marijuana initiatives go, well, light up in Michigan. You can get high now in Michigan as they legalize recreational marijuana. Voters in North Dakota, however, blocked a proposal to permit the drug. Michigan became the 10th state, U.S. state, to legalize recreational pot usage. Its proposal also levies a 10% sales tax on sales, ushering in a new era of cannabis law and a burgeoning weed industry. Does that make America a better country or a worse country? I'll let you answer that in your mind. Let's take a look here at the marijuana cannabis stocks here. We'll just go to MJ, which is the cannabis ETF. It's up 2.3%. And I would say the bellwether stock for the group is Canopy. Canopy is also up about 2% here this morning. Wow, look at the stocks in the news today. I got a couple of huge losers. Someone says, I never talk about my losers. The heck I don't. I'm an open book every day. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, with the bond market selling off recently and interest rates up around 3.19% on the 10-year, and the bond market still looking very, very, very precarious, mortgage applications continue to drift lower on higher interest rates, and that 30-year mortgage rate, what I'm seeing reported here today, is 5.15%. 5.15%. And I've watched the real estate stocks, the home builders, the mortgage companies. Not a leadership sector at all. In fact, I would call it a sector to avoid. Now, here's a little bit of fallout, I would say, from higher interest rates. Zillow, which I do not own. Zillow is down 24.3% today. It's taking it on the chin. Now, I owned Zillow Group at one point in time. I considered it to be a disruptor. Not a disrupted, but a disruptor. But now they seem to be disrupting their realtors who are part of Zillow as Zillow gets into the direct sales of real estate business, which is upsetting their client base. And Zillow came in and reported earnings, Q4 revenue that fell way short of the expectations. But the stock is down after grim guidance below already low estimates for Q4. Zillow down 24.5%. Let's just check in on Redfin here, which is the competitor. Oh, I can't think of their symbol offhand. RDFN? No, we'll find it. Zillow down 24%. Okay, now let's look at some other companies here that are in the news. What's happening with people than the dieting? Weight Watchers, which I sold a while back, it got crushed like last week. And today it's Metafast, which I own in my Ultra Growth portfolio. Metafast has been a terrific growth stock here over the last several years. I don't know that I'm going to pull the plug and give up on Metafast, but it's down 25% today. Now, let me talk about that just for a minute. If you have a 3.33% overall position in a stock in your portfolio, let's say, for instance, you have a $100,000 portfolio. Well, the way I construct portfolios, if I'm fully invested, I'm going to own 30 stocks at 3.33% overall position size. So in a $100,000 portfolio, I'd have $3,333.33, or as close to it, of Metafast. Okay, now Metafast goes down 25% today. So that's like what, an $800 loss in a $100,000 portfolio? That's how you mitigate risk, okay? You don't have too much in any one stock. And although it's difficult and no fun to watch a stock get hit on a disappointing earnings report, it's not going to, change your retirement that much. It is in my ultra growth portfolio, and it does have a, an impact on that portfolio today. But the impact is mitigated. That's what I call diversification. Now, others in my industry would call diversification only having half of your portfolio in the stock market and the other half in the bond market. That would mean you'd only have a $1,600 position in it, and it would be a very muted impact. But I'm a guy who does not like the bond market at all in today's rising interest rate environment, which I believe will only get worse as we go forward. And that means bad news for the bond market going forward. Oh, the race has just been called in Florida. Rick Scott is the official winner. Boy, I'll tell you what, that was a squeaker last night between Scott and their long-term senator down there, Bill Nelson, and also in the governorship there. That was really a squeaker. between DeSantis and Gillum. I was watching the returns last night. Well, we have Scott's Miracle-Gro. They missed by 8 cents. Why do I bring up Scott's Miracle-Gro? Because they were considered to be one of the very first plays on the cannabis craze. What does Scott's Miracle-Gro do? Well, they manufacture those little pellets that you sprinkle on crops. I've sprinkled them on my bell peppers. I've sprinkled them on my romaine lettuce. I've sprinkled them on my red globe tomatoes and my little yellow sunburst tomatoes, and it does make them grow faster. But some people sprinkle it on their little crop that they have in their backyard that their landlord doesn't know about. Scott's Miracle-Gro has not been a very good stock, however. It peaked last year at $110 per share, and now it's cleared down to $73 per share. And I can remember the CEO of Scott's Miracle-Gro saying, "This marijuana cannabis thing is the best thing that's ever happened to our company." I guess it's more important than beefsteak tomatoes, although I prefer beefsteak tomatoes on my salad. Scott's Miracle-Gro has not been a very good performer. How about Phoenix-based, actually Scottsdale-based, GoDaddy, which has some links to the female Indianapolis car driver? That stock not doing so well today. Has been a real mover here. And, of course, that Arizona race is still razor thin. No decision yet between McSally and Sinema. We'll be in Arizona the first week of December. Maybe they'll have that race decided by then, unless they got to do a recount and held it all over again. I don't know. McSally holding on to a razor-thin lead there in Arizona. GoDaddy was just down the street from where we're going to be. In McDowell Mountain at the Marriott on December 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th with a workshop there Wednesday. I know we're busy putting out an email blast to that area. I'll have a commercial up and running here soon on the visit, and I have appointments available. If you would like to meet with me, Bill Gunderson, while I'm in the Scottsdale area, I will be hanging out at the McDowell Marriott that week, December 2nd, let me get my calendar here, December 3rd, 4th, 5th, okay, and the workshop is on the 5th, which is a Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. What will the state of the market be a month from now? We could really be in rally mode if we get that Santa Claus rally that we always hope for. I'll be talking some about some best stocks now at my visit there in Scottsdale. December the 5th workshop, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Reservations, appointments available, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. The market continues to like the results of last night. You see, gridlock, it's really hard to pass any kind of major legislation that shakes up the market one way or the other. I mean, Maxine Waters can have daggers all she wants for the Wall Street and bankers and all of this and that. But there's a check and a balance, as the Republicans still have the executive branch and they still have the Senate. So the market kind of likes that, I guess. At least, you know, the way you tell whether or not the market likes something is you look at how it reacts. And it's reacting in a positive way here on this November the 7th. 11-7, the day after the big midterm elections. You know what? Just to think ahead to what it will be like 2 years from now. Of course, it'll all start about a year before the actual next presidential. Can you even imagine how? I think I'll just set everything on the sidelines for a year and wait it out. It is going to be really, really, really nasty. Let's check in on our friend Marcus Lemonis. I used to like watching his show because he taught a lot of true principles. Well, look there. The governor's race has been called 49.7 to 49. Holy cow. You know, Florida always comes down to a hanging chad somewhere in Pensacola. That's what it seems like to me. But they have called those two races. Okay, how's Marcus Lemonis, our friend, doing? He follows me on Twitter, I'm happy to say. I've never heard from the guy. Doesn't share any of that profit with me. He is the CEO of Camping World. That's what he does in his spare time. Camping World reports earnings. Results disappoint. What's wrong? I think people are probably staying, with this economy, they're staying at the Ritz-Carlton instead of buying an RV. I don't know. But Camping World, their earnings were down 36% year over year, while sales were up 6%. Camping World went public back in 2016. It has not been a very good IPO, Marcus. I'm supposed to listen to you on how to run my business. But you haven't done too well with Camping World. It's headquartered in Lincolnshire, Illinois. Market cap of $1.5 billion. The stock hitting a new 52-week low today, down 9.8% at $17.14. How about Etsy? I always like to check in on Etsy. If you like to make jewelry and trinkets and advertise your services, they provide an online and offline service which enables people to buy and sell handmade goods via Etsy.com. So if you're out there and you're a craftsman of sorts, check out Etsy.com. It's having a good day, all right? I think that's a good sign of a decent economy, people buying these kinds of things online. Etsy up 11%. Right now it's up 22%. There's your winner of the day, Etsy. Actually, I have a big winner today also that I'm going to talk about here in a moment. Etsy trades higher after reporting Q3 results. Their active sellers increased by 8%. Active buyers increased by 17%. Well, you always want more buyers than sellers. Marketplace revenue rose 43% during the quarter, while service revenue was up 37%. Etsy also announces a $200 million buyback program. So very good day. Nice day for Etsy, E-T-S-Y. Planet Fitness. Now, they usually do good in the month of January, right? After the holidays and the New Year's resolutions. They usually do the week after Thanksgiving. Well, they're doing well now. How about that? People worried about their fitness. That stock is up 15.9% today. Headquartered in Hampton, New Hampshire, where I know John Sununu was elected again up there in New Hampshire. Planet Fitness is a $5.4 billion company. They operate 1,518 fitness centers with approximately 10.6 million members. Now, I wonder how many of those 10.6 million members actually go in on at least a weekly basis. 10%, 15%? I don't know. But it seems like a very low amount of people with gym memberships use their gym memberships. On the other hand, the vast majority of people that I send my newsletter to read my newsletter. So there's an idea. Next time you're at Planet Fitness and you're on the treadmill, pull up the newsletter and read the newsletter, okay? Symbol on Planet Fitness is PLNT. Office Depot beats by a penny, okay? I think Amazon has really hurt Office Depot. Office Depot one, but look at that. Office Depot up 20% today. I would say Office Depot is a bellwether of small businesses. Small businesses. Office Depot up 19.3% today. Michael Kors beats by 17 cents. There's another consumer-driven stock not doing well today. Michael Kors down 15%. That's a mall-based retailer for the most part. Down 15%. How about Adidas? I've owned Adidas in the past. The stock out of Germany, ADDYY, is the symbol. I currently do not own Adidas, the stock. It's down 2.8% today. Here's a San Diego-based stock, and then I'll get to my featured stock of the day. It's one that I own that's having a very good day. Let's see. Adidas. No, Dexcom. I want to talk about Dexcom. DXCM. Dexcom is breaking out a little bit today, up 4.2%. Dexcom makes the continuous glucose monitoring systems. They do have some competitors out there in wearing those things that automatically inject you with insulin when the time is right. Dexcom is a $12.4 billion company. The CEO actually went to our church there in the Carlsbad area and lives in that Levenhain-Carlsbad area. Dexcom up 4.6% today. DXCM, a very good stock, breaking out. You know, this stock was $6 back in 2011. No wonder he's been putting in new pools and European vacations and everything like this. It's gone from $6 in 2011 to $139 per share. What a disruptor Dexcom has been in the diabetes arena. Big, big disruptive company there in Dexcom. I have owned it in the past. I do not own it right now. Okay, when we come back, we're going to, let me give you one more here, and then I'm going to do my featured stock of the day when we come back. Southern Company, which is the biggest utility. I don't know how that Georgia race is going. That thing is still nip and tuck. They haven't called that one yet between Kemp and his opponent there running for governor. I think she refuses to concede, and he's hanging on by a hanging chat or two, and we'll see how that goes. Southern Company up 1.4% today. Utilities, you know what? I'm not a big fan of utility stocks, and here's the reason why. Over the last 5 years, Esso Southern has been growing its earnings by 3% per year. That's it, 3%. I mean, they basically grow by population growth, right? That's it for a utility. But you do have a dividend yield of 5.2%, which isn't bad, you know, if you're looking for a 5.2% return on your money. But you've got risk there. Let's just take a look. I mean, Southern was recently $54 a share. It's down $8. It's down 16% since I called the top in the utilities back in July of 2016. So it's gone down 16%, but you continue to collect your dividend yield. I just don't like a total return that is a loss. Why not have strive for a total return that is positive? Okay, well, now when we come back, I am going to go over my featured stock of the day. It's in one of the strongest sectors in the market. It's a dividend payer, too, and having one heck of a good day here today. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Okay, let's close with Humana. Humana is up, headquartered in one of my favorite places where we were just a few months back. Humana headquartered in, actually it's in Louisville, Kentucky. I was thinking of United Healthcare in Minnesota. But I like Louisville too. I'd take a trip to Louisville the first Saturday of May. I wouldn't visit Humana, however, unless I had to. I'd rather visit the Kentucky Derby. But this Louisville legend is breaking out to new all-time highs today. You see, I talk about my winners and my losers. And in fact, every week in the newsletter, they're all there, win, lose, or draw. Good, bad, or ugly. Humana is good today. It is up $13 per share or 4%. You know, it's been a great stock over the years. I'm going to go through the their stats here in a minute. Humana is a $47.9 billion market cap company, large cap. They provide managed health care services through HMO, PPO, government contracts to about 14 million members. So 10 million belong to Planet Fitness. Okay, that ought to help. 14 million have a membership with Humana. I don't know if there's any crossover there or not. Now, the dividend yield on Humana, HUM is the symbol. It's HUM, a very sweet tune over the years. The dividend yield is not as fat as a utility stock, but they've been growing. You see, the dividend yield is 0.6%, but Humana has been growing their earnings over the years by 11% per year, while most utilities are in the low single digits as far as growth goes. Now, over the last 10 years, let's go back that far, this has been one of the great stocks in the entire market. You can scratch your head and say, I didn't know that. But if you own Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now app, you would know that HUM has delivered. It's been humming along at 26 miles per hour over the last 10 years, while the market's been traveling at 11.5 miles per hour. Over the last 5 years, it's been really humming on all cylinders at 29.2 miles per hour, while the market's been 9.5% per year. And over the last 12 months, HUM is up 30%, while the market's only up 6%. HUM gets a performance grade of A-, okay? From a valuation point of view, it has a PEG ratio of 1.34. It's not the cheapest stock in town, nor is it the most expensive. I would call it fair. It's fair. Not a bad value. It has 76% upside potential. You see, a big part of what I do is those five-year target prices on stocks. And I compare the current price of the stock with the five-year target price, and I want to see 80% more or more upside potential over the next 5 years. Humana is almost there. It's at 76.3%. But when you weigh in the momentum that the stock possesses and the performance that the stock possesses right now, it comes in at number 212 out of 4,000 968 stocks in my database. 18 months ago, it was number 60. It's always hovering around that top 200, top 300, somewhere in that neighborhood, and the Louisville neighborhood. It's just been a great performer over the years. HMO, I can remember when the HMOs in the late 90s, that was one of the hottest sectors in the entire market. No, it's not one of the hottest sectors anymore, but it's still a very good sector with United Healthcare, Humana, Aetna, which is being bought out by CVS. That continues to be a very strong sector in the market. And Humana today breaking out to a new all-time high. You can check out the chart of Humana and how it's done over the last 3, 5, 10 years. And it will bring a smile to your face, especially if you own the stock. I currently have a large position in Humana. Not only do I own it in my premier growth portfolio, but I also own it in my growth and income portfolio. So that's my featured stock of the day. Never a recommendation, but a very good example of what I consider to be a best stock now. All right, well, I'm looking forward to another trip down to, that'll be my third trip this year to Sarasota. I don't think you can go to Sarasota too often. We will be there next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We have a few appointments left on, at least I haven't been told yet that it's full. I think there were some early morning appointments if you're an early riser. And, of course, I'm speaking there next week at the Association of Individual Investors on Tuesday. Yeah, there's a link to that on my website, or you can go to their website, the AAII chapter down there in Sarasota. And then it's on to the Valley of the Sun the first week of December, December 3rd, 4th, 5th. Will be at the McDowell Mountain area. They got Marriott. They got a nice little place to meet there where I'll be holding my appointments, and I will be putting on a workshop Wednesday, December 5th, right there. Plenty of parking, easy to get to, the McDowell Mountain Marriott. And I'll be talking about the current state of the market. This is a great time right now, I'm telling you. There will be new leaders emerging here in the coming days and weeks ahead. We've got the election behind us. We're looking at 24.9% jump in earnings versus the same quarter last year. That is a phenomenal number. When we started this earnings season, we were expecting 19.3. It's hard to be bearish. Now, I was cautious during October. That pretty much was a fire drill for when the real bear hits. And by the time, you know, I was down 7-8% somewhere in there from my highs, I was pretty much all in cash. So that ought to give you some comfort of how Gunderson acts when the next bear comes along. And it will. This is Bill Gunderson. If you'd like to talk to us, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.